Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting fourth. The DH, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fred Bean. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The catcher, Andy Merchant. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Montgomery. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The DH, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Hisa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Pohl. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Merchant and he is out, Dillard applying the tag. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montgomery scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benitez for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillard. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Dillard steals second. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merchant hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dillard moves to third. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Carbo moves to third. Montgomery moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Benitez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off pole, and towards Heisa, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-for-1 in the game. Benitez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montgomery scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Crosby moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Reich now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merchant is 0-for-1 in the game. Merchant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Merchant moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Merchant moves to third. Carbo moves to second. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merchant scores. Carbo scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Crosby applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Merchant and he is safe. Gamble steals second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Liss is hit by the pitch. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montgomery scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Gamble moves to third. Liss moves to second. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-1 in the game. Heise hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Beníquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beníquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Beníquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brouwer moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Brouwer moves to third. Powell moves to second. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Brouwer scores. Powell moves to third. Gamble moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merchant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Merchant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ashby juggles the ball. That's an error on Ashby. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Merchant moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Merchant moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Kroeger now pitching. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montgomery scoops it up and throws to first, with Kroeger covering, for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Boog Powell. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroeger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. the Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bell now playing third base. Alan Ashby now playing first base. Jim Strickland now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-2 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-3 in the game. Beniquez hits a fly ball into center field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hisa moves to second. Two outs. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cerrone for a passed ball. Hisa moves to third. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merchant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Merchant takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Merchant moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Ashby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Ashby moves to third. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Crosby moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Crosby scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 10-4, Indians. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Brohmer moves to second. It's 11-4, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ashby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive towards short. Hisa catches it and throws to second to double up Ashby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-for-4 in the game. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ashby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benitez for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Merchant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merchant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Merchant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carbo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.